When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown
and around town. Join host Marita McKinnon as she travels around town interviewing local businesses in the greater Boston area. Whether you're on the North Shore, the South Shore, or even down the Cape, Marita has it covered. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, and tune in now as Marita takes you around town.
Hello and welcome to the program Around Town. My name is Marita McKinnon, and today we have a very fun and exciting interview. I am joined today with Bill and Linda Hammaker, and they are the founders and both certified laughter yoga teachers of Let's Laugh Today. Well, welcome, guys.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, I can tell this is going to be a very fun and laughter-filled interview for sure. Okay. So I guess the question on everyone's mind probably is, what is laughter yoga? But before we get into that, let me ask, really just tell me about yourselves. Tell me about both of you. Who is Bill and Linda Hammaker?
Well, we have been married for 11 years. We found laughter yoga about 7 years ago, and it has been so beneficial for our lives, for our relationship, for our health. And we just have a passion now, which is to share it with the world. In fact, the vision of laughter yoga is to have everyone laughing together and be well and happy and at peace. And these exercises get you to laugh with childlike playfulness. And I was in a depression when someone handed me, a friend handed me a catalog to look through, and it had a workshop about laughter yoga. And we went to it, and it was a Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. It was not a certification or anything like we had to go through afterwards, but it was just an introduction to it. And we just found that it just made us feel so much better and helped us be happier. And it actually is the best medicine, and that's what we want to talk about now. And Bill will tell you a little bit about himself.
All right, so I'm Bill Hammaker. My regular job is with computers, so doing laughter yoga gives me a break from having to think too much and just laugh. So Linda's probably the driving force of our operation here since I work all day, but I enjoy it, and we lead together and do most of our sessions together and have fun doing it.
Nice. Well, it certainly seems like it. Full of laughter, both of you. I mean, certainly all smiles and laughter here. So let's really elaborate on what exactly is laughter yoga, or what is laughter yoga really all about?
Well, laughter yoga, it's a unique concept where we learn to laugh for no reason. So yeah. We don't use any jokes or comedy in laughter yoga. Instead, we use laughter exercises, and we use eye contact, childlike playfulness, and general things to make the laughter turn into real contagious laughter.
Mm-hmm.
We use the term yoga primarily because in between some of the exercises, we'll stop and do some deep yoga breathing.
Mm.
And that will fill the body and the brain with lots of oxygen. And that's mm-hmm. very good and healthy for you.
Okay.
The reason laughter yoga works so well is that the body doesn't really know the difference between a laughter exercise or a fake laugh and a real one. If you do it willingly, the body is going to generate the same hormones and chemicals and physical effects. And so you become happy by acting happy.
Interesting. Okay.
All of this started in 1995. It was started by a medical doctor, Dr. Madan Kataria, who got five of his friends together to start the very first laughter club. And from there, it spread out through parks all throughout India and then around the world. So today, there are about 8,500 laughter clubs laughing together in about 85 different countries.
I love that. And, you know, it's so amazing how you talk about even just that positive, real life, almost like scientific or medical effects of how laughter really does improve your health. I love that. Okay. And really, you kind of talked about it a little bit, but, you know, what really led you both to starting Let's Laugh Today, or really getting involved with laughter yoga and becoming certified laughter yoga teachers?
After we went to the workshop, there was no place around where we lived to practice laughter yoga, and we didn't know how to practice it alone, which we now know, but We went away to Chicago to get trained as certified laughter yoga leaders. Mm-hmm. And we just then started a free laughter club. And from there, we started a new free laughter club every single year, just because it was helping so many people. And I realized it took me 50 years, but I realized that's really the most important thing in life is to help people. And it just makes you feel so good. So if we get somebody comes up to us afterwards and says, I didn't know I could laugh like this, or I haven't laughed like this in 15 years, or I have a nice memory of being with my sister laughing, and now I'm going to add more laughter to my life. I mean, we get emails like that from people who've had issues, and now they're just more, they feel lighter, and it just, things have been just lifted off their shoulders, and physical issues also, because this is an ab workout, it's internal jogging. We're laughing straight for 20 minutes. You don't do that in real life. There's no way you do that. This is sustained laughter versus fleeting laughter. It's mm-hmm. not just ha ha ha, you know, it's straight through childlike playfulness, and you feel like a kid again and you feel young again. And I've gone into many senior centers with this program, and even with people with dementia and Alzheimer's, they can get joy in the moment and laugh. And that's what we give, joy and laughter. And we just realized that this is something that my husband and I want to do for the rest of our life, that we want to help people in this way. And I have to say, we're good at it. People like what we do. We're one of the few couples in the world doing it. And people like to see how we play off of one another, and just how playful you can really be with somebody.
Yeah, and it certainly seems like, I can tell you both are very passionate about what you do. And that's so important, helping people, and that you can find something that really can benefit and help people in that unique way. And it's so important. You're right, because you feel so fantastic just after you laugh. Once you have a good laugh, you're just like, I needed that. It's like, you know that you needed that, you know? And it's just, it's so amazing that you can help people just release that laughter and enjoy themselves and get the benefits from it. That really is fantastic. And speaking of the benefits, tell me a little bit more about the specific benefits maybe of the certified laughter yoga. I mean, I know it brings out happiness, you know, of course, released endorphins that promote that happiness, but tell us a little bit about the benefits.
Well, it puts you right in the moment. So when you're laughing, you cannot be anxious or worried or think about financial problems or anything. It's just the way the brain works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm laughing again at this level of sustained laughter. Helps to reduce heart disease. It releases serotonin, which is the body's natural painkiller. So it actually gives you pain-free time. And if you've heard of Norman Cousins from the 1970s, he actually helped himself and he cured himself from a neurological disorder with a laughter. So there's a lot of studies on people taking their blood pressure before laughter and then afterwards, and everyone's blood pressure was lowered after 15 minutes of laughing. You also get a very good night's sleep after a laughter session, which usually is about an hour. It makes you feel young. It makes you feel that you look younger. People look like they had a facelift afterwards because you're just more relaxed. The whole face is more relaxed. It also is very good for your self-confidence. We've done sessions with children, and they just get to be part of something, and they just get to share at the end what they thought of things. And it's excellent for everyone's self-confidence. You burn calories too, you know, it's better than the treadmill.
Yeah.
It decreases your stress. It's just really, when you get your giggle on, it solves a lot of problems.
Yeah. Besides the purely physical effects, laughter is very much a social action. So it's, you know, that's why they call them laughter clubs. Basically, you make a good social connection with the people you're laughing with.
Mm-hmm.
When you do it in a company or another group environment, then it can help with productivity and stress levels in the company. So it's, laughter basically can help almost anything be better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You guys have me laughing over here. Like, it's funny because it makes me think that laughter in a way is almost like, and I think I've heard this maybe be referenced by some people, and I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like laughter is really God's natural medicine in a sense, something that, you know, is given to us to really help promote that healing too. And it's just really engaging in that laughter that really can help you.
Well, yes, mirth is mentioned in the Bible several times. It's definitely a gift. It's a gift from God that we can do this. If you're laughing, you're living. And if you're not, that's really something you should bring into your life.
Yeah, on a purely physical level, we have two kind of systems in our body, one for fighting tigers and one for being social and being happy and being good with people. And so laughter turns on the happy system and turns off that fighting tiger system. So you have a chance to get your body healthy and your mind healthy.
Exactly. And who doesn't need laughter? Who doesn't want to be happy too? It feels fantastic to feel happy, to be laughing, almost like that carefree, like everything is just right, you know? So it's great that you really can bring that into people's lives. I just want to remind our listeners that you are listening to the program Around Town, and I have been talking with Bill and Linda Hammaker, and they have been pretty much laughing with us today and telling us the importance of laughter. And we're going to take a very short break, but we will be back with more laughter after this with Bill and Linda Hammaker.
Why is a Christian education important?
They're just getting such a more rich educational experience.
They push you to answer the question, why?
I wanted their Christian worldview to be integrated in every subject, in mathematics, in history, in literature, in biology, in sciences.
If you live south of Boston and have been longing to send your student to a Christian or Catholic school, it's now more affordable than ever. Introducing our half-price tuitions. Now, you can send your child to a solid Christ-centered school for one full year at half price. Schools like Quincy Catholic Academy, the New Testament Christian School in Plymouth, St. Jerome School, Weymouth, New Testament Christian School, Norton, Our Lady of Lourdes School, Taunton, South Boston Catholic Academy, Norwood Christian Preschool, and Boston Baptist College on the Milton-Boston Line. Call Pat Ryan at 617-691-2521 or email her at patr@salemradioboston.com.
There is no better deal in town than what is offered with this discount tuition program.
I love the program, and I want to be a part of it.
Hola! Discount Duchess of Boston here again. I took my darling Duke to the most deliriously delicious Brazilian steakhouse last night, Spettus Steakhouse in Quincy. Spettus is Rodizio style, where the servers came right to our table and carved the meat. It's so authentic, the Duke thought he was back in Rio de Janeiro. The Duke and I had quite the date, all at half price because I bought the gift certificates through the Discount Shopping Club. And you can too by going to WEZE or WROradio.com and clicking on the Discount Shopping tab. I am the Discount Duchess of Boston, and this is my deal. Bon appetit!
Welcome back to the Around Town program. My name is Marita McKinnon, and I have been talking with Bill and Linda Hammaker, and they are both certified laughter yoga teachers, and they are here to laugh with us and to actually talk to us about the joys and the benefits of laughter yoga. So let's pick back up where we left off. So tell me, as I guess more of a personal question, what is your vision for Let's Laugh today? If you have a personal vision, a personal outlook, you know, I know you love helping people, but if you have a specific vision, you know, share with our listeners about what your vision really is for Let's Laugh today.
I'd like in the next few years to have a laughter club in every town in New England. We have three towns right now, and we have trained 135 different people, and there's probably six clubs from that. We would like to have it in the schools, in hospitals, people before they go into chemo, if they could do 15 minutes of laughter with these simple, fun exercises, that would make things easier for them. Caretakers, we'd like to have every group, support group of caretakers and every MS and Parkinson's group having a laughter yoga leader so that before any support meeting, they could have laughter. We'd like to have every yoga teacher out there to do 5 minutes of laughter at the end of their session to leave everybody feeling really good. And my personal goal is to have the senior centers have it. And I have been working on that in the past several years. So we want the senior centers to at least try laughter yoga as a special event and hopefully get someone in there who will do it on a weekly or a monthly basis because there'll be less road rage. There'll be less bullying in schools. In India, this is being done in schools 20 minutes before they go into school. And people have been proven that the grades have been better, too, for the kids. It's actually in India before people go into work and they have a little laughter session and teamwork is better. And people just are so much nicer to each other. So we're trying to get some nice kindness in this world by doing this. That's what we'd like. So that's why we say let's laugh today, because 7 days without laughing makes 1 week.
Amen.
And I just hope I can keep up with her.
So I heard that you guys actually, you know, came prepared today, if you will, to really even demonstrate some laughter, yoga, different exercises or different practices. Now, I know that this is radio and it's going to be the theater of the mind here, so people can hear my laughter and just experience, or hear your laughter and just kind of get that feel for it. So, you know, feel free if you want to just, you know, let our listeners know.
Yes, we would like you at home to follow what we do. And just please remember, you don't need a sense of humor to laugh in laughter yoga. You don't even have to be in a good mood. You don't even have to be happy. In fact, laughter yoga is going to boost your morale. So if you're happy, you will be happier. And if you're not happy, you are going to even get happy, because that's what laughter does by releasing endorphins and dopamine and all the happiness chemicals from your brain. You actually have a pharmacy in your head. And that's what we're going to show you right now, that you can laugh and start off with a fake laugh and just fake it till you make it and try laughter yoga and look at letslaughtoday.com on the internet for more information. But right now we'd like you to just show us your credit card bill. So just hold up a pretend credit card bill and maybe show how big it is or how little it is. And we're all going to look at each other and laugh. And now let's tear it up. You can only do this in laughter yoga, not in real life. And throw it into the air.
All right. Well, laughter is available to you at any moment, at any time. So we're just going to cup our hands together. Mm-hmm. Inside of our cupped hands, there's something hilarious. So we're just going to take a peek inside and giggle. We'll close them up here. And let's open up again and give a bigger laugh. And yeah, let's open them wide this time and really let it all out. Ready to go?
The only way to argue with anyone is not to point your finger at them, but wave it back and forth and laugh. Ready, set, go.
All right. So what we do in our sessions to end to laugh each exercise is we have a little clap we're going to teach you now. It's very simple. It goes ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. 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 Great, you got that. So we do that continuously throughout our exercises to get ourselves in a good mood. And another thing we do is we do childlike playfulness. So we do a laughter yoga cheer, which goes
very good. Yay!
And we wave our hands in the air.
How could
while
you
we
not
do
have
that?
A yay day after that?
Yeah, right?
Try it, Marita. You like it.
Very good. Yay! You do feel good after that. I have to say, I encourage you to try that at home.
And that's just one time.
Yeah, right?
The other thing we do is we do some breathing. So we'll just do one quick breathing exercise. Basically, we're just going to raise our arms and breathe in, lower arms and breathe out, and do that three times kind of slowly. So breathe in.
Breathe in joy.
And breathe out.
Breathe out sadness.
Breathe in.
Breathe in health.
And breathe out.
Breathe out whatever ails you.
Last time, we'll breathe in.
Breathe in peace.
And laugh out the air.
Laughing is the best exhale, actually. This is the yoga part here.
Oh, my goodness.
And we like to go aloha. Let's lift our arms and do that exercise. Aloha. And let's do the wah laugh to warm up here. Wah. Have a little temper tantrum. Why should kids be the only ones who can do that? Wah, wah, wah.
So you can imagine that if you were doing that for 20 minutes in a row, how it would really start to affect the body.
Then that's what
laughter yoga is all about. It's the getting, you know, you can laugh at a joke and get some good benefits, but if you laugh for 20 minutes in a row, you're going to get a lot of strong physical benefits.
I feel it in my abs just what
people
we just did.
Yeah. Carry that feeling with them for the rest of the day.
Absolutely. I can feel it already right now.
So let's point at ourselves and give ourselves a good laugh. It's the only way to get through life. And when we look at each other, that releases a lot of mirror neurons that we have in our heads. So it makes you laugh more if we can do some eye contact. It's contagious. We're contagious in the studio here with laughter.
Certainly.
We're hamming it up with the hammockers, too.
Oh, goodness. Well, that is fun, though. It really is a lot of fun. And how can people partake in this, you know, find out more about really how to laugh with both of you and really be part of partaking in Let's Laugh today?
We have leader trainings, which would just be one weekend out of your time, 9 to 4:30, and we have them in our home, and that's all on letslaughtoday.com. We do that several times a year. You can come to a laughter club. If you are not in New England, you can go to www.laughteryoga.org. which is the International Laughter Yoga website. You'll see Dr. Kataria and loads of information there. You can look up Find Clubs, and it will show you where there's a laughter class in your area. Or you can just Google Find Laughter Clubs. They are free clubs, and you can go and laugh and meet some new people. We also do special events. We'll come to your church group, your work. We'll do a home party, a retirement party, anything like that. And it becomes very special to be able to laugh together. So we're letslaughtoday.com.
Fantastic. And like you said, there are different places that people can partake in, maybe a laughter club, maybe in their local area. So they can certainly go to your website for different updates. Or like you said, if it's not in the New England area, they can go to laughteryoga.org.
Yes, and you can add more laughter to your life starting today, actually. Every time you open your refrigerator, every time you turn on a light switch, every time you dip the tea bag in the water, we laugh. We laugh at red lights, anything to get the extra laughter, and it just helps you with your daily life, too. And you laugh more in your daily life when you do this as a practice. Remember, we do laughter yoga every day. We have a session every week someplace. So we're just asking you to add a little more laughter to your life starting today.
And that's certainly a good thing. And like you said, you know, it can be anywhere. And maybe people can set up actually just different things that they kind of set themselves up to laugh with or for. Like you said, you're at a red light and you're laughing. Or say, you know, every time you see, I don't know, say a bird or something, you know, you just start laughing because you train yourself to kind of just get in that mode. And then maybe that's a really great thing that people can take to their everyday life, you know.
Certainly. Yeah, when you're commuting to work, instead of listening to the radio, you can laugh.
And imagine all the people next to you probably laughing with you, like, why is this person laughing, you know? So
well,
there you
have to be able to not be self-conscious and to think outside the box.
Yeah.
And that's, you have to be willing to do this. So we just ask that you just try it and see if it is something that you can bring into your life. And we hope that we helped at least a few people out there today.
Absolutely. Well, I think you certainly did. And one more time, just remind our listeners, what is your website?
letslaughtoday.com.
And there's a lot to look at on there. There's videos, there's our news of events that we've done, and we've been in the newspapers, and we've been on the radio. So just check it out. There are videos to make you laugh there also. but we make ourselves laugh with childlike playfulness.
Well, certainly, you brought a lot of laughter right here on WRWL airwaves and into the studio. So I want to personally thank you for being with us on the program today around town and really just sharing with our listeners how important laughter is and really how it can change their life. So I want to thank both of you for sharing with us about Let's Laugh Today.
And thank you for helping us share laughter yoga with the world.
You're very welcome.
One more thing.
Sure.
Ha 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 and ho ho ha 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 ho ho ha 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 ho
ho ha ha ha. This has been another fun-filled, laughter-filled edition of Around Town. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you for traveling with us around town. Join Marita every Saturday morning from 8 to 8:30 a.m. right here on WROL 950 a.m., the Spirit of Boston.